Yeah, this is Danny in Oklahoma.
Hi, Danny.
I live here in Oklahoma City, and I live on the northwest side, and I've got all my days and nights mixed up, so a lot of times I'll drive around at night listening to your show.
Uh-huh. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Here, a few months ago, I was out here by the lake on this side of town, and in this real nice neighborhood, and huge yards, and in the middle of this one yard, over to the left, I noticed somebody standing there in an overcoat, black overcoat with a hood on. And as I drove by, I slowed down because he started walking towards the street. Pretty fast clip walking. And so I just about stopped because I thought he was going to get out in front of me. And he got up to the street about, 10, maybe 5 feet. And he jumped into the air and spread his arms out. Of course, this overcoat turned into big wings, and he flew over the road, across the street, and over a two-story house on the other side. Just flew away. And that time, I locked all my doors and rolled up all my windows, and I was calling, see, what do you think I saw?
I don't know what you saw.
You think it was a vampire or a chupacabra?
No, I don't think it was a chupacabra.
You'd say
it looked more human, right?
Well, I couldn't really see. It was just black all over.
Well, how tall was it?
About 5 feet. It was on the shorter side.
But it had an outfit on, huh?
Yeah, it was clothes. It had black. It looked solid black, like a
and
black overcoat.
And it flew overcoat. Away?
Yeah, it flew, jumped into the air, and flew away.
Now, let me ask you something.
Scared me to death.
How close did you get to it?
I got probably 30 feet.
So you're sure it wasn't a big bird?
It wasn't a bird. No.
Man.
Never seen a bird like that. Because I saw it walking. It walked about 30 feet from the middle of the yard to the street.
And you could just see it fly away?
Yeah, it jumped into the air and flew away.
Now, did it flap its arms or wings or whatever it had?
Yeah, it flapped. But not as much as I thought it should. It just kind of glided, flew away. Over the yard across the street and over the two-story house. And I couldn't, that's the last time I saw it. I just thought, I'd call and let you know how strange that was.
Well, let me tell you, that is strange. I have no idea what you saw. Let's go next to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Hi, is this George?
It sure is.
This is Angela. I'm calling from Beaumont, Texas.
Hi, Angela. What's on your mind?
What I was going to tell you about is the time that I knew a woman who was Indian, and she said that I was psychic, and she was psychic.
All right.
This little boy had come up missing, and it was on the news. And they had looked in the house, and there was chemicals all over, and they couldn't find the boy. Well, all of a sudden, I just decided to call him. She said she was psychic. She knew. So two FBI agents came out. One talked to her, and one talked to me. And as I was on the porch, I said, I believe that the little boy is in the house, within the walls, hands, mouth, and feet duct tape. And believe it or not, that is exactly where they found him and how they found him. And then there was another time that I found a woman who was abducted and killed. And I called the police department and tried to tell them, but they didn't listen to me. But I picked up that she was exactly 20 miles from her home, shot once in the back of the head, laying 30 feet out in the woods. And she was exactly where I had said that she was.
Are you helping them find the killer or killers?
That's weird because I've never been able to pick up on any of that.
So you're just getting the victim. You're not getting the perpetrator.
Exactly. I'm looking for what they're looking for. In these cases, they were looking for them. They already had the perpetrator in the woman who was shot in the head.
Yeah, they had that one.
The little boy, they already had them, so they didn't need my help in that.
No, that's amazing.
And I'm going to tell you one other thing real quick.
Okay.
I had been told that my father had died, so I went to Florida, which is where I'm from, to go to the funeral. I find him alive. So I decide, hey, I'm scared. This may be my last chance to get to know my father. So I quit everything, packed up, and moved down there to be with him. And I remember a conversation. We were watching the Weather Channel. And I was telling him, what is the most destructive force that you think by nature? And he said, hurricanes. I said, water. So we had that little argument. And all of a sudden, I looked back on the screen, and I got such a sickening feeling as I looked at New Orleans, and then I said, and I just thought to myself, oh, my God, something really, really bad, major is fixing to happen in New Orleans. And then my eyes went over to Beaumont, and I said, no, not there, too, because I'm just thinking that because it's my home. So I just put it off, you know. I didn't think anything of it. But believe it or not, I knew that was going to happen. So it's just weird.
I got to tell you, you've got the gift. You might as well use it, but let us know about it next time so we can analyze. You know, we've got a pretty good computer system here, and if any of you are into prophecy, we can record all that and track it as we do some of our guests. So if you get real good predictions, lay them out for me.